More music now with Gordon Lightfoot. A song called A Second Cup of Coffee from his new album called Don Quixote.
I'm on a second cup of coffee, and I still can't face the day. This day is done. And if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done.
CYVR, for the love of music. Everyone is welcome at Simon Fraser University's first open house, Friday through Sunday, March the 24th to the 26th. An exciting program presents theater events, scientific displays, multimedia sports, and even rock climbing. And there's much more. Take the whole family to SFU 72 Open House, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anne Marie now, bringing us up to news. A great hit by her called Snowbird.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and free, the unborn grass lies waiting forever. It's untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away.
It's 8:30. Glenn Mitchell reporting CYVR News 2-8:30. The U.S. National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse has proposed jail terms and fines no longer be imposed for smoking marijuana in private. Smoking pot in public still would be subject to penalties. Growing marijuana, selling it for profit, or possessing it with intent to sell would remain felonies. The commission does not recommend legalization of marijuana. A White House spokesman asked about the report said President Nixon still opposes legalization of marijuana. Nixon has said previously that, although he objects to legalization of pot, he believes some penalties for possession are too harsh. Federal Health and Welfare Minister John Monroe says he expects success in negotiations with Quebec to give the province conditional control over administration of family allowances within its borders. He told the Commons today that Quebec's reaction to Prime Minister Trudeau's proposal on family allowances has been favorable. Mr. Trudeau's proposal would permit Quebec to determine within limits the amount of federal family allowance checks going to Quebec residents. A judge in Montreal today ruled that a note allegedly from the FLQ was admissible evidence at the kidnapping trial of Jacques Rose. The defense had objected to admitting it as evidence. Rose, a 24-year-old former mechanic, is charged with the abduction of Quebec Labor Minister Pierre Laporte on October the 10th, 1970. The minister was later found strangled. Union leaders have formally called a 24-hour general strike by 210,000 Quebec government employees to back contract demands. The strike is set for this Friday. 70 people were injured today when a bomb exploded in Belfast, Northern Ireland. The bomb wrecked a railway station and seriously damaged one of the city's biggest hotels. In sports tonight, there are four games on tap in the NHL. Toronto's at Montreal, Detroit tries their luck at Los Angeles, Buffalo's at Pittsburgh, California's at St. Louis. Friday is fun night at International House. They have jam sessions in full facilities, starting at 4 o'clock and going till 8 every Friday. We'll get back to music now on CYVR. A group called Bread with a song called Baby, I'ma Want You.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care. Heard about.